Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud Reiser, Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin, Amud Aleph. Rosh Hashanah, Zayin, Amud Aleph. We left off, we're a little bit behind. It's actually a large Amud Aleph, but it reads quite quickly. We left off, Vav Amud Beis, a lot of drushes in today's Amud. We left off, Vav Beis, Bayi Reb Zera, about 12, 13 lines off from the bottom of the page. Second word in line, Bayi Reb Zera. We're, again, further in the question of Baal Tacher, in the discussions, where Baal Tacher applies. So we're going to ask two shayles to start off the daf. Does it apply by Yerush and does it apply by Nisha? Let's see. By Reb Zera, Yerush Ma'al Baal Tacher. What is the status of a Yerush in Baal Tacher? Kisidin Adam Rahmana Bali Nadar. Do we say, but do we say, the Pasuk says, when you make an Eder, the Yerush didn't make an Eder, his father made the Eder, he didn't make the Eder, and therefore there's no din of Baal Tacher on him delaying the carbon. Or do we say that no, that he inherits the carbon? The Pasuk says, the Chiva say, go to Eretz Yisrael, go to Yerushalayim by Aliyah Regel, and bring your karbanos there. The Chiva says, we have a carbon, you got to bring it. Period. Doesn't make a difference if he was one that actually declared the nether. Says Mar, and therefore he's chayiv in Baal Tacher, he's chayiv in at least certainly the Asay, I'm not delaying, even though he inherited the carbon. Tashmas being a raya, me'imach, the Pasuk says, me'imach. Probably Yerush. We darshan on the pasuk that we quoted earlier about the dinam of delaying and bringing your, this is in the brisa. We darshan the pasuk of Imach to say that it comes to exclude dafka from you, but Yerush, there wouldn't be a din, there wouldn't be an issur of delaying. Ask the Gemara, but you already used that word Imach. Vahai, Imach, Mibayle, Zed Lecha Shechabeya. In the brisa we said Imach comes to include the din of Lecha Shechabeya into the din of Baal Tacher, here into the din of not delaying. Here we're saying you're using it to exclude a Yerush. Answers the Gemara, Kari be'imach, Kari be'imach. Jump into Rashi, Kari be'imach, Kari be'imach, V'darish be'tarti. I can make two drashas, both drashas are true. De'imach mashmalei chelka she'ani. Imach is mashma, the chelk of ani is included in all these dinim of not delaying, and umem yisera is from you, not from the Yerush. Dafka from the person who belongs initially, not from the inheritor, so we have both drashas. So we're coming out with a drasha to say that a Yerush is exempt from the din, Isser of delaying the bringing the karbanos. Bayrab Zera, Isha Mahi Baal Tacher. What about an Isha? What's her status like a Baal Tacher? Mir Minon Halem Chayiv Bria. A woman has no chiyuv of bringing a carbon Ria. If she's not mechuyev in carbon Ria, so she's not mechuyev. We make the whole din of Baal Tacher is totally in regalim. It's totally in vaveisim shamu vasa shamu vaveisim shamu. You go there and bring karbanos. She's not mechuyev in Ria, and therefore maybe she's not mechuyev in the din of Baal Tacher and the isra of delaying. Aydoma ha'isa b'simcha. She does have a din to be in Yerushalayim. You know why? She has a mitzvah of simcha, and we know we've spoken out in the past. What's the mitzvah of simcha? Eating from, more so again, chagiga. What's the mitzvah of simcha? Eating from shalmei simcha, eating from a carbon, right? You're being a shalmei for simcha if you have another carbon. But partaking any carbon is a fulfillment of the mitzvah of simcha. But the ikar mitzvah is eating basar, eating meat of kachim in the Yerushalayim, which the ikar chiyuv of simcha is eating meat of kachim, which can only be the Yerushalayim. So by definition, she has to be there. The Gemara discusses that the wife, the husband has to go, the son has to go, or the father can bring the son. Why is the wife being on the regal? The answer is she has to be the titi, shalmei simcha, she can bring it to that point, and the husband takes the child further from that point on, where she stops. But in Yerushalayim, she has to be. Anyway, once she has to be there, maybe she is also subject to the dinim of not delaying of Baal Tacher. Typically, the Isa, the simcha, why he's saying, meaning, the Gemara is saying as tut studim, isn't it pashat she has a chiv simcha? What's the shayla? She's a chiv simcha, and therefore it's pashat that she should have a din of the regular din of Baal Tacher. Says Gemara, akasha that, meaning somebody's being pashat that avada there's a din of Baal Tacher, a din of Israel, say, of delaying, Vasashama, Vasashama, is on the Isha, is related, it's on the relevant to the Isha as well. Says the Gemara, Mir Abaye Hachi, did Abaye really say this, that Isha is a chiv simcha? Amar Abaye, Abaye's one that says, Isha Baal Masamcha, big topic of conversation always, is the chiv simcha on it? Woman, her own chiv simcha, or is the chiv simcha on the husband? Is the husband's chiv to make the wife besimcha, but it's not her own chiv? So what's Abaye asking? Abaye l'shtasay isn't shver. It shouldn't. Abaye is asking it to be obvious. What's Rabbi Zeir Shaila? It should be obvious that she's Mechuyev. What's Rabbi saying? Gemara explains, L'dvar of Rabbi Zeir Kamar. Rabbi was talking, L'dvar of Rabbi Zeir. According to your Rabbi Zeir, that Isha has her own mitzvah of Simcha, it should be Pashat that she's subject to the din of Vasa Shama, Vesim Shama. She has a din that when she goes to be on the regal, she has to bring the Kabaras as well. According to me, it's a mitzvah of the Baal, Sakanan mitzvah her, then you wouldn't have this Pshitas. But according to your Rabbi Zeir, what is your Shaila? That was Abaya's Taina. Again, just to jump at the taste of this, we say Isha Baal Masamcha, Pish Makutras. The Bavel, but Vigdei Tzvainim, Taisa calls Rashi, it's Rashi Basel, Rashi says this. In Bavel, you give her call for clothing, Beretz Yisrael, Vigdei Pishtim, Mugatsim, you give her nice linen clothing. These Mugdushim. Beretz Yisrael just bothered that Rashi is bringing, that he gives Simcha to the Isha by buying her nice clothing, is a later, what?
It's not me.
Exactly. At a later day, din, when you don't have Basar Kachim. Hani Milib is Banazah. Avazan Shabbat Mishkayim ain't Simcha, Ella, Bibasar. The Simcha is with Basar. Okay, that's Taisa Ara, Amrashi, why he's picking the Simcha that's done when there's no Basar Midrash. We're talking about a case where there was Eli Regal and so is Basar Midrash. We should be focused on the Simcha of Basar. Okay, but the point is that the lambda seems to be that if the mitzvah is on the Baal, we must Sameach, the husband. So it comes out that she doesn't have her own chiyuv. And the idea would be that the mitzvah of simcha of a husband is not just he's happy, to make all the people around him happy. He has a mitzvah to be happy, and to make, which by the way makes the person happy. Making people around you happy does make you happy. But the mitzvah is to himself, A, to be happy, but to also to make the people around him happy. It's not a mitzvah on them. The Isha has no mitzvah to be simcha. It's a mitzvah about to make her happy. That is the tzad that we're saying according to Abaye, whereas according to Abaye himself, whereas according to Rabbi Zeira, we're saying, Abaye saying, Rabbi Zeira, according to you, that the mitzvah is of simcha, the Isha herself, then Abaye, she has to be there, and if she has to be there, Abaye, there'll be a din of Beis Shama, Uvas Shama. Okay. So Rambam Takapaskins, that an Isha is mechuyev in simcha herself, not Agav the husband, and Rambam Paskins, that Isha is mechuyev in, and Isha is mechuyev in Baal Tacher. There's an issue in Hilchos Chiga. Rambam brings that there's a chiyuv of simcha on the Isha, and in Ma'aseh Kabbalah brings there's a chiyuv of Baal Tacher on the Isha, which fits very well. It fits like a glove. The problem is Ravid. Ravid argues in Rambam and says that the chiyuv of simcha is not on the Isha. The chiyuv of simcha is on the Baal. It's on the Baal. Yet Ravid doesn't argue, and say he doesn't argue, he's quiet. In Ma'aseh Kabbalah, it's exactly like Baal Tacher. He leaves quiet, doesn't argue Rambam to say that Isha is putter from the Baal Tacher. The Chayr Argamar is making very clear, seemingly in Abaye, we're making very clear that we're making Tali Zav is there, that Isha is Mechuyim and Simcha with Mechuyim Baal Tacher. And if she's not Mechuyim and Simcha, it's the Baal's Mechuyim and Simcha, then she would be Mechuyim Baal Tacher. Isn't that the simple reading of Argamar? So Archaner says, Enechrami, that is the simple reading of Argamar, but there's a separate Sifri. And that's what Argamar doesn't bring. There's a Sifri of Darshans that a woman is Mechuyim Baal Tacher. So because we have a separate Sifri, there's a drasha and there's a free. That a woman's chayav baal tacher, Ravid relies on that, and therefore he could hold the baal's, the chiv simchas on the baal, and still hold there's a issur of baal tacher on the isha. That's the Archaner's answer. But the Evan Ozel, Rav Zalman Zatzal, says, he wants to say that Avada, once the isha's in Yerushalayim, there's a chiv simcha. Well, let me say a different. The chiv simchas tacher could be on the husband, and the chiv simcha on the husband is to give her meat. But the bottom line is that meat has to be in Yerushalayim. And once she's in Yerushalayim, Avada, this is a chiyuv din of Baal Tacher. I, Argamar, what was really the question? Let's go backwards. Question was, Argamar was mashma, that only if she has a chiyuv simcha, is there din of Baal Tacher. Says the Evan Ezra, we're reading the Gemara wrong. The Gemara only jumped in and said, Omir Rabbi Hachi, did Rabbi say that the Isha has a chiyuv simcha? It's not a chiyuv simcha herself, it's a chiyuv simcha on the Baal. That Gemara's question wasn't, and therefore she should be exempt from Baal Tacher. That was not the question. Abaye asked on Rabbi Zeira, you tell me to start them. There's a chiyuv simcha. She has a chiyuv simcha. Of course, there's Baal Tacher. Another verse says, Abaye, you're saying she has a chiyuv simcha. You yourself, she doesn't have a chiyuv simcha. We say no. Abaye's lashon was the shtas of Rabbi Zeira, but not that should play a role in the chiyuv of the iser Baal Tacher. Avada, even if the chiyuv of simcha is on the Baal. And the mitzvah of Baal Tum Basam Echer, how? With Basar Kachim. At the end of the day, she's coming up to Yerushalayim to eat Basar Kachim with the Baal and Avada, she's still within a Baal Tacher, even if it's not her own mitzvah of Simcha. That's the Kiddush of the Evan Ezra. The Gemara, when Abaye was saying, the Gemara was asking on Abaye, or pointing out that according to Abaye, the Chiyuv of Simcha is on the Baal, it wasn't coming to say, and therefore no Baal Tacher. That next step, even though that's the Pasha, that's the way you read the Gemara, that's the way we understood it, and that's how we connected the Rambam and everything, no, love that for two separate things. There could be a Chiyuv Baal Tacher, even without the Chiyuv Simcha, but she has to be in the Parsha of Simcha. How is she in the Parsha of Simcha? Baal Masamcha. That's enough. The fact that Baal Masamcha is also enough to give her a Chiyuv of Baal Tacher. Now, the Ritva Meiri speak out that even though we're saying, we know that the Chiyuv of Tzaka, not the delayed Tzaka, is learnt out from the Parsha of Karbanos. Just like we had at Tzad in yesterday's Daf, Ahmed, we discussed that perhaps the Chiyuv Tzaka, the Isser, is once over right away. We spoke about the Chavetz Chaim, skipping Shalom Aleichem, and and Eishes Chayil and jumping right to the meal when he had a neem over at his house because of this concern of Baltacher and Saka, an immediate concern of Baltacher and Saka. So just like the Gabi, the time frame for Baltacher and Saka is different, so too this din, also this patur that we discussed over here, we're saying that if Eishes Pat from Simcha, she's part of Baltacher, and Baltacher, we know the same Pesukim Darshan Kabarnas, and we dash from there Saka as well. But the patur is only the Gabi Kabbarnas. Kabbarnas have to go to the base of Mikdash, so she's Pater from Simcha, she's Pater. But Avada, if it's Taka, which is not related to any place, it's not related to any place, it could be anywhere in the world, Avada, that obligation, the Isser of Baldacher, right? Taka would apply even on the tzad that Isha has no Simcha, she's exempt from Baldacher, she's still going to have a din of Baldacher by Taka, just not by Kabbarnas. Now, one other point before we go further, before we see the next Gemara Shaila, there's a Geshmaka, this is Kibaker brings. In the tshuva, that let's say on Yom Tov, you know, if a person forgets Yal V'Yav Ritzei on Shabbos, the first two meals are obligatory meals of Shabbos. Shabbos also, he is a person most certainly supposed to have, but it's not considered as much of an ikuv. Therefore, if a person forgets Ritzei by the first two meals of Shabbos in benching, what does he do? He has to repeat benching. What about if a person forgets Yal V'Yav on Yom Tov? Same idea. A person has a chiv of meeting, eating a meal, simple as Yom Tov, he has a chiv to eat a meal, and therefore forgets. He has to repeat benching. What about an Isha? So Kivegi discusses that by an Isha, since she's part of Simchas Yantav, Isha Baal Masamcha, but it's not her Egen Achiev, if we paskin the Isha Baal Masamcha, then, if she does have her own Achiev Simcha, then there would not be an obligation for her to bench again because, right? Because she's not obligated to have this Simchas Yantav, she's not obligated to have Simchas Yantav, and therefore she wouldn't have to repeat benching because she missed Yal V'Yavah. That's giving his tshuva. Okay, nice. Shmack tshuva, fine. Obviously relevant to our conversation. But Chashuk Chemet, it's essentially to, it's Rabbi Yashvin Eidim, yes, in Chashuk Chemet, he brings the Shmack HaShayla. What if you have a case where one accepts Yantav early? You know, a person takes on Shabbos early, he accepts Yantav early. And he eats, benches, and he didn't say Yal V'Yavah. Yantav took it on early, he ate, he benched, didn't say Yal V'Yavah, and it's not even Shkiyah. He didn't eat after Shkiyah. Eating after Shkiyah is more of a concern, right? By the way, this is separately very important. The Irz Halacha is brought down that when one makes early Shabbos, he should eat the Kazayas after the Zman. You know, sometimes it can be in the summer, it can be quite the biggest spread. Right now, this time of the year, is the biggest spread from your plag, where you can take on Shabbos, till if you have a quick minyan and you have a relatively quick meal, you can be finished before, you can easily be finished before it gets really dark outside, before this month. But you're supposed to eat, it's more of a halacha that it's certainly preferable to eat a kazayis of bread, even though you start eating meal early, but kids, everything's fine, you took on Shabbos early, but eat a kazayis of bread after it gets dark. Okay, so that would... After it gets dark, in order to have, I wouldn't say Rabbi Shkia, better to wait, you know, at least a certain time after Shkia. Yeah, to make sure to eat because I eat bread. Okay, so the case of Chashuk Chemet is where the person did not eat after Shkia, the person ate before Shkia finished and benched, didn't see Alviyavai. And the Shaili declares is that when a person takes on Yantav early, what do you take on? You take on the Chiv of Simchas Yantav early? Where he took on the Ismalacha, he took on that he's being Ismalacha, he's being Noeg Yom Tov. But maybe the Chi of Simcha doesn't exist yet. And we're saying that the Yal V'Yavai, Kiveger, was saying by Isha that she may have to bench again because she doesn't have a Chi of Simcha. We're saying the Chi of Simcha is on the man, not on the Isha. So over here, even the man doesn't really have a Chi of Simcha yet. He just took on Yom Tov early. And therefore, perhaps he wouldn't have to bench again because the Chi of Simcha was near. Or do we say that no, once he took on Yom Tov, it's not just the Ismalacha, he took on Yom Tov, it has automatically baked in the whole package, and therefore you wouldn't have to bench again. That is the clear, that is the debate, interesting debate, of the Chashukei Chemen. Ibayla. Bechar, Mamasai, Mainim, Leishana. A Bechar, from when do we count the year of a Bechar? Meaning, we spoke out earlier, that's one of those is our source, that you have 1 year, there's a separate, you know, time frame, besides Mishal Shagong, there's a time frame of a year. We spoke at the sources from Bechar, has to be within the first year. How do we count the year? The question basically is, do you count from the day it's born, or do you count from when it's 8 days old? Amar Abaye Amar, Mishal Shanel, do you count from the day it's born, the year starts. Even though you don't check until it's 8 days old, count from the day it's born. Rav Acha Rav Amar, Mishal Shanel L'Hartzah, only for when it's fit to be a car, but namely, from the eighth day, it gets a year from the eighth day. Filei Plegi, Zamachleikas, Habatam, a Bechar that's a time that's going to go on the Mizbeach, over there you wait till it's fit to be offered as a carbon on the eighth day, top of Zayim Aleph, Habamum, but a Bechar that is a Balmum, which is not going to be offered, then already you can count it from birth. Ask the Gemara, Balmum, Yotzeachle, but you can't eat it from birth. We have to know that maybe it's a navel, maybe it's not a viable animal. So you can't eat it from birth. You have to wait also 8 days. By a human, we wait I mean, of course, the din of pidyon ben is 30 days, but with 30 days is the zman to say that a human is considered viable, a baby, a human baby, whereas by an animal, 8 days is the zman. So anyway, after 8 days, even if it's not a carbon, ants tomorrow, the kimle be shekola chadashim, where we know for sure that it finished its months. We know that there's the amount of months for a full term is, again, for Peva Gasa, Peva Daka, depends if it's Gasa Daka, 5 months or 9 months, but there's a full term. The halacha is, if you know, even by human also, that it's a full term baby is assumed to be healthy even right away. You don't have to wait 30 days to know it's not an eighth. We just never know for sure if it's full term. But if you know for sure somehow that it's full term, then we assume it's viable, it's healthy, even before 8 days. So too by the animal, that's the case. And first you point out, I believe it's the Me'iri, that when we say Kimle Bey, to Kol Chadashim, doesn't mean you know for a fact. As long as it's a possibility, but since it's possible that it's Kol Chadashim, and when it's Kol Chadashim, it's viable, so you got to start the clock early, because you have no choice. But to be careful, the fact that it's a Shayach that it's Kol Chadashim, that's already enough to say the clock starts from birth, not after 8 days. Okay. Again, the whole of community of the Chaluas, you have the 8 days. 8 days. The year, you start the year from birth, or you start the year from 8 days later. Tanurban. Now we have a Bryce that's going to add. This is going to be the main focus of Amid. We have a Bryce that adds really the daf in general, but the Braisa adds a few cases to the Rosh Hashanah of the year that it is in Nisan. Tanabonim, Echav Nisan, a few more things that are related to Rosh Hashanah of Nisan, which our mission did not bring. The Mar is going to both focus on what the source is of these and why the mission didn't bring them. Tanabonim, Echav Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, L'chadashem, the first Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the new months. Nisan is the first month of the 12 months of the year. Uli Burim, after making an Ibriyar, it's the Rosh Hashanah. We'll see what that means. We'll speak it already. It means that once you hit Nisan, you can only be Ma'abar the Shana. You can make Ma'abar the Shana only to the end of Adar, but once you hit Nisan, it's too late to be Ma'abar the Shana, but that's what it means. Uli Burim, the Mar is going to discuss that. We just cut to the chase. Uchuma Shkolim, the Gabe Chuma Shkolim, they take Chuma from the Lishka, so they, it won't be the new year to, they used to take Chuma from the Lishka, from the Shkolim, 3 times a year, and they would do it 3 times, and they only took in each year from the Eir Shkolim. So the new cutoff for the Shkolim is Nisan, from Nisan is the new year, and then they would take all the old Shkolim and put it into the Meiser, the extra Shkolim piles, but they would restart the year on the first of Nisan, the Eish Aymrim, lastly, Afsir's Bat. When it comes to renting of houses, the new year for house rentals is if a person says, I'm renting a house for this year, the year ends in Nisan, so the new year for the rental would start from Nisan. Okay, the Chadash Ben Olam. How do you know that Nisan is the first month, the Gabi, the month of the year? Tichsiv, of course, this is the Pasuk in Parshas Bay. It's the beginning of the month. It's the first month of the year for the Chadash Hashanah. Okay, you still don't know what month it is. Darbo Bnei Yisrael, Akadash Bnei Yisrael, Leimar Basel Chadash Hazev Yichla Ish Lebeis Sev Sev Bias. Now we know we're talking about Nisan so far as it seems so obvious, but it doesn't say clearly. It says, on the 10th of that month, take for you Ish Sev Bias, take for yourself the carbon Pesach. Okay, each man, except for the household, a nice little chazar from we had a Pesachim. V'elachem, the Mishmeres Arab Asar should be for you. You should watch it till the 14th. Arab Asar, the Chaydash Shazah. V'shachtos and Shechtit. Now, how do we know? Still, we know it's all talking about Karm Pesach. We know it's the first month of the year. How do you know it's Nisan? How do you know Nisan is this first month of the year? Uchsiv, says Gemara, Shamar's Chaydash Aviv. Watch the Chaydash where the produce gets ripe. Watch that Chaydash and bring the Pesach Hashem in that month. Now, Ezef, so we know that the Chaydash that we're talking about till now is this first month is the Chaydash of Aviv. Ezef Chaydash Eishma, but where's the Chaydash we have the ripening? Havem Zen Nisan. That's Nisan, because the Pasuk clearly goes Rishon, so we know that Nisan is the first month for months of the year. Now, and I pointed out before, the Rishon discussed, what's the relevance that Nisan is the first month of the year? Why are we so focused on it? The Rishon said the most simple nafmina is, because in the Torah, when it counts out different months, different Yom Tov, we always lean on Yom Tov, all the different, in the seventh month this, and the right, in the first month this, it doesn't say the names of the months. So it doesn't say which is first. We have numbers, but which is which? So I need to know, when is Pesach? When is Rosh Hashanah? When is Yom Kippur? I know when is Sukkot. I know it based on, if the first month is Nisan, then the seventh month is Tishrei, then exactly, that's how I'm going to know it. Okay, so it's the Negev for the Yom Tovim, that's the Rishonim explain what are the relevance of the month of the year. Ron explains it, the Ritual explains it. Okay, Gevaldik, fine. So the Gemara says, I know that Aviv is Nisan, and therefore Nisan is the first month of the year. That's my understanding. Ask him, who told you Aviv is Nisan? Ema Ir. This produce that become ripe in year as well. Be'inan Aviv Leka. You need Aviv, you need the initial ripening. The initial ripening is not in ear. The initial ripening would certainly be before ear, and therefore ear can't be the option. Ve'im Adar, sometimes you have early season fruits that ripen. In the end of Adar, they ripen in Adar. Some crops are ripen in Adar, not Nisan, so then it should be Adar. You need Rav of Leka. Rav of the Aviv is in Nisan. The Mar is assuming you need Rav of, you need most of the ripening in this month, calling Chodesh Aviv, and that you only have in Nisan, you don't have an Adar, you don't have an ear, so we know that must be the first month of the year. But like, ask the Mar, who says? It just says Chodesh Aviv. Maybe it means Chodesh that has in it, Aviv has ripening, and it means Adar. Who says it means Nisan? So the Mar is going to try another source, which will kill the suspense. The Mar is going to have the same type of deflection on the second source as well. Elam Rav Chisda. The source is, how do you know Nisan's the first month? We're jumping now to Tishrei. Because it says, Achachavishas Yom Chedeshvi in the 15th day of the 7th month, Basmai Tfuah Arts, when he gathered Tfuah Arts, Ezi Chedeshesh Basifa, which month has the gathering of the crops? Havir Mizet Tishrei. We know in Metzias, that's the month that we call today Tishrei. We're saying that's the month that's called the 7th month, the Karle Shvi. We're calling the month of Tishrei the 7th month. So if Shvi is the 7th month, then what's the first month? Of course, Nisan. Ve'ema Mecheshvan, what do you mean? Maybe so it means Mecheshvan, maybe the gathering is in Mecheshvan, which would mean, and we're calling it the 7th month, Umay Shvi, Shvi Le'ir, which means the first month of the year's ear. And Nisan will be the last month of the year. Verse says, no, but in Asav Leka, we need the month of gathering, and we don't gather at all Mecheshvan. Unlike before Be'ir, that we said some produce ripens in ear, when it comes to Mecheshvan, there's no gathering. The gathering is always all in Tishrei. You know why? Because Mecheshvan already is concerned for rain. Mecheshvan starts to rain. And since it's concerned for rain, you don't want the winter season starting. You don't want the produce to get damaged. And therefore, all the gathering is done already in Tishrei. Verse says, still, You don't have Asif in Mecheshvan. Maybe that refers to when it says Asif. It refers to El, where the early produce that was already finished, because gathered already in El. In which case, the first month of the year would be Adar, because we're calling the month of gathering the 7th month. And we're saying potentially it means Elul, which means the first month would be Adar. Gemara says, no, but Ina Rebus is Asif Aleka. Most of the Asif, the majority of Asif takes place in Tishrei, and therefore it wouldn't be Elul. I ask the Gemara the same question. Midi Rav Asif, except they say Rav Asif, it says Chag Asif. It doesn't say Rav Asif. So the Gemara falls off these two sources by the description of the first month of the year, the description of the 7th month of the year, the sources that we try to bring over there that it means Nisan and Tishrei, respectively, are not foolproof. Elamar, Venus says, you know what? The source says follows. From the Teres Maisha, from the Torah itself, you don't find a clear raya. From Nevi'im, from Nach, we're going to find a raya. How many rayas are we going to find, by the way? We're going to find about 8 rayas now. We're going to learn from Divrei Kabbalah. Why? Raya number one. Pretty black and white. It says, in the 24th day of the 11th month, which is the month of Shvat. So do the math. If Shvat's the 11th month, then Nisan is the 11th month, then Nisan, which is 11th month earlier, is the first month. Jump into Taisvah, second Taisvah, top of the page. Midivrei Kabbalah Lamadnu. Le'matzi le'melef mekan minayo klal. Im le'inem b'sheis le'kabbalah b'yadam say the Shemais le'chadashim. Zeh chazeh. Taisvah says, but there's 2 points to this source. We have to say that they already knew also, and the Torah only doesn't give any names to months. It just says month one, month two, month three, month four. We're talking in terms of names because we have names, so we're talking in terms of names. But the Torah doesn't give names, right? So when we bring a Raya from Divrei Kabbalah, where it says in the 11th month, and that was Teves, right? So that means the first month of Nisan, it must mean that they already had established also in Navi that the 12 months were Nisan, Er, Sivan, Tammuz, those 12 months in that succession. Now, we don't know which one's first. That we didn't know. We're bringing the Pasuk as right, which is first. The Pasuk says, Tevis is 11, tells me that Nisan's first. But they must have had the fact that the months have names, meaning the fact that the months have names, that they already knew. We just didn't know which is number one, which is number two, which is number three. And that we're being proved to right now. They had a Messiah. I don't know. They had a Messiah. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rav Kana, Amar Rav Kana says different source from the Pasuk, where it says, Ba'arba Allah Chaydish Batshi Bekislev. The 4th day of the 9th month, which is Kislev. Again, if Kislev is the 9th month, first month is Nisan. Right, number 3. It says, the scribes of the king at that time in the 3rd month, which is Chedesh Sivan. Sivan's month 3, Ir is 2, Nisan's 1. That's right, number 3. Rav Ashi Amar, number 4, Me'acha. Hippopur, who a girl, Fehaman, Miyam Chedesh Chedesh, Shneim Asa, the 12th month, who Chedesh Adar. That means Nisan's the 1st month. Viba is Ema, Me'acha, Chedesh Rishon, Chedesh Nisan, or the Mer finally brings the pasuk says B'chedesh Rishon Hu Chedesh Nisan. The Mer brings also from Esther Chedesh Rishon Hu Chedesh Nisan. Mer says that's a very obvious source. That's speaking specifically about Nisan itself. Why did these other five sources? What the other four sources? Why did they go to other pasukim? Why did they bring from this source? No, because maybe over there it meant Rishon Lemilse, meaning it was the beginning of the story of Haman making the geirel for the timing to go and kill the Yidden. So that's why over there maybe it doesn't mean the first month. That Rishon wasn't foolproof enough. There could be another translation to the word Rishon, and doesn't mean it's their first month, but other ones were Rayas. Okay. So we brought, ultimately, we tried two rayas from Chumash, it didn't work. Then we brought around five rayas, I think it was, from the Nevi'im, that the months of the year are such that Nisan is first of the 12 months. Okay. Ask the Gemara, Tani Dan, why did Tani Dan not count that Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for months? He counts as Rosh Hashanah for the Lachim, he counts as Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. Why does he count as Rosh Hashanah for months? Because the Tana is focused on years. By counting the new year for a king, it's a full year, right? He's not focused on months. You're telling me that Nisan is the beginning for the months of the year. That's of the count of months. Tana wants to focus on the count of the months, he's focused on the count of years. What's the obvious Tana? He says also, the Tana of our Tana, the Mishnah says, it's Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. Regalim is the Yom Tovim. If Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim, how long does it take to get through Shalish Regalim from Nisan? Pesach is Nisan. Of course, Shavuos is in Sivan, and Sukkot is in Tishrei. Seventh month. It takes 7 months. It takes 7 months to get through the Regalim. It doesn't take a full year. So, if Tana is only focused on things that are full year, he's only those two things, and one of them is not a full year. Jump at the Taisvus, Peshana Kamari Bekasha. Says Taisvus, Tokam Rugalim, Vamal El Kivish Avar Olaf Shana, Pele Rugalim, Rugalim Shana. We said very specifically, we just had yesterday or 2 days ago, that a year without three Rugalim or three Rugalim without a year is enough for the din of Baal Dacher. We see that the Rugalim itself does not constitute a year. Yeshlein Bar says Taisvus, Kamakim Chadashim Kamari. Still not a month, it's not month by month. Meaning, this Tana the Braisa is talking about the Rosh Hashanah for months. It's the first month, Nisan. That's just 1 month. We don't mean a full year. You don't have to be a full year. But the point is, it's a chunk. 7 months is still Chaticha. That's what our Tana is focused on. He wasn't focused on small intervals of time. Okay, we said in the Mishnah that that Nisan is also the new year for Iburin. We already spoke out what the outcome of this is. You tell me the Iber is counted from Nisim, you're counting Iber year. You make decisions from Nisim, you can't decide on adding a month, an extra month of the year before Rosh Hashanah. And if you did it, it doesn't work. But if you know there's a tchak, you know that the seasons are messed up, then you could do it right away. You could already, right, if the really the court should come to do this closer to Adar. But if there's a concern that they may not be able to get together, the guy may stop the courts from convening later in the year, so you could do it right after Rosh Hashanah, you could already establish the fact that there's going to be a second Adar. Even though they can establish that there's an extra month already right after Rosh Hashanah, the extra month will only take place by Adar itself. The first one discussed, they speak out of here that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when it discusses making the extra month the year, it discusses various calculations that you make. You need two out of three criteria of concern to add the extra month, and some of those criteria are only noticeable when you get later in the year. So, Metzias, it's very difficult to say right after Rosh Hashanah they're deciding, even before Rosh Hashanah they're deciding about an extra month. L'chayr, very difficult to say this. The first point that it's machlekes. It's machlekes the Hedron, and Agamar cleans going to the opinion that you don't need all the various. There's one of the things you check for is Tekufa. Tekufa, you can see already in Rosh Hashanah if the Tekufa is already being messed up, because the Tekufa already now is messed up. So, if you see if Tekufa is already now messed up now, it's too early now, it's off now, so you'll see it's going to be certainly be off again in a few months from now where it's just getting further apart. So, that criteria is already met Rosh Hashanah time. So according to the opinion that Tekufa alone is enough, that could be good. Also, there got to be behemoths. It would affect behemoths, and that would be reason enough to. They don't have enough animals for their needs, so you delay the extra year. Delay. They can already know earlier by Rosh Hashanah if there are enough behemoths. There are reasons why you could know, or shitas told you could know. Right, Rosh Hashanah. Agamar is going with those shitas. Okay. The bottom line is, you only ma'aber. Adar was saying. And you do it, you can't do it until after Rosh Hashanah, and you can only Abba Adar. What does that do with Nisan? What's going on with Nisan over here? Amar Nach Beitzak, my Iburin have suck as Iburin, meaning the cutoff point to make an extra month. It's on, hey, Nidush of Abba Hashanah, Ko Adar, Shay Aimrim Adar Purim. They used to say, you only make a new year, you only can add a month to the year up to Purim. And they were made it that you can make an extra month of the year, even up to the end of the month of Adar, all the way up to Nisan. This goes, by the way, Heidu. We just had this in a Taf as well. The Edus talking about is the Edus of that was in Idias. In Idias, there was different Edus that was gathered. Of course, themselves in Idias is referring to giving a testimony over there about being Ma'aber the year all the way to Nisan. So we see Nisan's the cutoff point to when you can Ma'aber the year. Ask more. What's talking about Chleikus in these two? These two cutoff points. My time to run the Ma'ad Purim won't be the reason to say you can only make an extra month till Purim. Keep the Mar, Shel Milchus Pesach. Kind of Pesach Hashem, since Mar says you start handling Milchus Pesach before Pesach 30 days, also Lezuz Bechametz. If they're going to, in order to prepare for Yontif, you have to discuss the Lachas 30 days before. So we're scared that if we allow after this 30 day, once we're into the 30 day period, we allow for an extra month, people may become lax in observing chametz. Meaning, once they have Purim, they start studying for Hilchos Pesach. People who live far away, they're not going to accept the report of the extra month. They're going to keep Pesach in what we call Adar Beis, but what's really Adar Beis, but they're going to think it's Nisan. And then when it comes to the real Adar, real Nisan, a month later, they're not going to keep Pesach. They're going to think it's Ir. I mean, it's Pesach Sheni. But they're not going to keep Pesach. They're not going to keep 8 days of Pesach, right? Sorry?
Because they're not going to hear it on time?
No, they will hear it on time. They will, but they're going to be Mezalzel, because in their mind, they already started, handling Pesach. That's what you say. They started handling Pesach. Right. So they're going to pass on them. It's emotional. It's too late to change. People are creatures of habit. It's too late to change. That's the concern. They'll be Zalzel. V'idach, mediyot edashtem abar t'chushbar t'alim milsa. V'savich chushbar t'lud l'esalik l'arban arinu. The others will say, like you're saying, Yossel, that people know that it's telling chushbar, that the calendar didn't work out, or whatever. They didn't realize till now they have to add to the month, and they'll add to the month right now. V'tani done. Now, just so that's the explanation between the machlek is whether or not you can be ma'aber all the way to the end of Adar, or only till only to Purim. But either way, Nisan is the cutoff point. Certainly, Lamaiska was saying, you can go all the way to Adar. So Nisan is the cutoff point. You certainly cannot be Ma'ab of the year once you hit Nisan. So why is our Tana not listed? V'tana didan, paschalak amari, bafsak like amari. Our Tana is discussing the new things with Nisan. That's really a hefsek. Nisan is a zman that you can no longer add to the year. It's not a new zman, it's really an ending zman. We're talking about a schala, not a fsaka. I know we didn't finish the oven, but it's very late. We'll pause here and pick up tomorrow. But have a wonderful day.